Talk about your record last year, the Hokies on Ice. How did you guys do, and how far did you get in the playoffs?
Last year, we were 19-6-1 with one shootout loss. Unfortunately, we didn't do as well as we have in previous years. We knocked down the first round of both mock playoffs to UMBC, who wound up going to Nationals, and we got knocked down the first round of the Division II regionals by Toledo, who ended up subsequently losing to Liberty the next day, and Liberty went on to represent us in Nationals.
Okay, so basically there's a regional round of playoffs, and then you can go to the National, the ACHA?
Correct, yeah. Last year it was held in Boston. This year it's being held in Utah, so it's going to be quite a haul if we are able to make it to the Nationals tournament.
And the ACHA is what, American Collegiate Hockey Association?
Correct.
Okay. Now let's talk about what this is. This is club-level hockey. This is not NCAA sanctioned. In other words, you can't go to the Frozen Four.
Right.
Talk about that.
Basically, it's club. Virginia Tech has 32 club teams on campus. Basically, clubs, it's truest form of kids playing for the love of the sport. All these kids pay their own way. Our kids pay $1,700 for their gear, their hotels, regardless if they play one game or they play all 20-plus games we have in the season. It's real grind, but these kids have grown up playing hockey when they were in kindergarten, first grade, so they're used to having to shell out that much money for it. And the kids, they pour their hearts out. They're always going to classes during the day. Most of my kids are engineers, being Virginia Tech, and then they come out and practice an hour and a half, 2 hours at night, twice a week to play two, three games in the weekend. So it's a grind on the kids, but I have a good group of kids this year, and we're hoping to do well this year.
And there's no ice in Blacksburg, so if there's no ice down at the Civic Center because they've got a concert or something coming up, your kids are going to Liberty, correct?
Yep. Normally, it's about 30 minutes from campus to the Civic Center, now known as the Berglund Center. So if we have to go to Liberty, add another hour onto that. Normally, we don't get skate time out there till 10:30 at night, so the kids aren't coming back on campus till 2:30 in the morning, and then turn around for an 8 a.m. class. I don't envy him one bit.
We're talking to Chris Arnold, the general manager of the Virginia Tech ice hockey team. And let's talk about your coach now. Is Joey Mullins the coach, correct?
Correct. Joe Mullins is the head coach. His brother, Jared Mullins, is assistant coach, and then it's me. So it's just the three of us crowning 30 kids. So it's a challenge every day.
And, of course, people, hockey fans, may remember the name Mullen. And Joey has two uncles who played in the National Hockey League.
Correct. And I believe one of them is right now either a scout or an assistant coach for the Flyers currently.
It's Brian and Joe Mullen, I think, were his uncles.
Yes.
Right.
Correct.
And they all grew up in Hell's Kitchen, part of Manhattan.
Yeah, I got to visit there about 3 or 4 years ago when Joe first joined the team, and it's an experience.
Talk about, for people, Chris, who may be missing minor league hockey here, the Express or the other incarnations, talk about, are they going to get their hockey fix if they come to see Tech?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're not going to see the fighting. I'm going to be up front. There's no fighting in collegiate hockey.
You're tossed if you fight, correct?
Yep, you're tossed and you're suspended the next game. So it's a really good deterrent to keep kids out from even thinking about doing that. It's a pure form of hockey. The kids are out there. They're busting their butts. They're making the passes. They're putting the shots on goal. We got the goalies standing on top of their heads making the plays. It's going to be entertaining. You will definitely get your fix for the 12 games we have at the Civic Center.
Talk about the team this year. How many – did you have a lot of returning players from last year, a lot of new guys?
We
kind
ended
of
up having about 6 freshmen come onto the team. So we are going to be young. We are quicker. We're bigger. We got guys that are not afraid to hit and put them into the boards. Scoring's going to be a little bit of an issue. We were shut out the previous weekend against William Patterson, Delaware, but we have put 9 up on Millersville and those West Virginia Mountaineers. So it's going to come around. By the time it comes to playoff time, we expect ourselves to be right in the mix and really make some noise.
There's some rivalry in the area. Liberty has, I think, what, 2 or 3 different club-level teams, and you guys play at least 1 or 2 of those club teams this year, correct?
Correct. Liberty has 3 men's and 2 women's teams. Men has Division 1, 2, and 3, and women Division 1 and 2. We're coming up on playing their Division 2 team coming up this weekend as part of their showcase with us, Florida Gulf Coast, and Miami of Ohio, the 4 of us being the top 4 of the top 6 teams last year in the final rankings going to the playoffs. We played the D2 Liberty team 3 times, and we're going to play the D1 team 1 time right before the Christmas break, and that normally puts about 2,500 people inside of LaHaye Ice Center, which is really packed.
Just before we wrap up, what's the outlook for the season? How's Coach Joey and his brother and you feeling about the season and the players?
We feel like we're going to really have a solid chance of making Nationals. We have a good core that came back. Alex Hashmi is our team captain. Alec Bergman and Max Grand, both are alternate captains. We have a great goalie that just came in, Tanner Jones. He's from Ashburn, Virginia. has a nice little set of pads with a Hokie Bird on both of them. He was kind of he felt like he was going to make the team from the get-go, and we're really glad he's done a really good job. We have himself, Walker Deadwaller, and Kirk Smith leading our goaltending tandem. So we're going to have a good shot of making Nationals, I believe.
Just so before I let you go, this is a cheap night out. Talk about the pricing to get into the Civic Center for your home games.
Cheapest of anywhere in town, $5. $5 for adults, kids under 12, Virginia Tech faculty or students, free.
To show your ID.
Yep, cheaper than the Red Sox, cheaper than anything else you can see in Roanoke.
Right, it's Virginia Tech Hockey 2014-2015. Chris Arnold is the general manager for the team. And, Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Gene.